461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And thank you so much for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Glenn Davis, amen. I'm standing in for Dr. Youngblood on today. And certainly we want to thank God for the opportunity to be able to share with the body of Christ Jesus on today. Amen. The word of God and our subject for the day will be the day of Pentecost. Amen. Since we are observing Pentecost Sunday, amen, this coming up week. But we want to be able to let the church know how important Pentecost really is. So I want to ask a few questions today. And of course, you can answer, you can call in with any answers or any input. 904-831-0917. That call gets you to the studios and right to our microphones. There we can entertain your questions and comments. The day of Pentecost. So I want to say happy birthday to the church. Amen. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The New Testament church, whose we belong to. He is our God on today. And I thank God for him on today, because if it had not been for God sending his son into the world to die upon the cross for our sins, there would be no church on today. There would be no you and me. So thank God for that on today. We're going to be talking from the book of Acts chapter 2 verses 1 through 4. And certainly we will attempt to tie in some other verses in there and thoughts as well, so that you would know and understand how important the day of Pentecost really and truly still is. Is it relevant today? What do you think? Give us a call and let us know what you think. We're going to be talking from the Word of God, which is the truth. The truth as revealed in the Word of God. For Jesus said in his holy word that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And he also went further to say in the book of St. John, chapter 17, in his high priestly prayer, he said unto God the Father, thy word is truth. He also went on further to say, sanctify them through thy truth. So I thank God, because his word is the thing that cleans us up, that sanctifies us, that makes us fitting to be a part of his body here on the earth. Thank God for him. He said, thy word is truth. So we as the people of God believe in the scripture as revealed to us, because it is the word of God and it is the absolute truth. So when we talk about absolutes, we're meaning, what I really mean on today is that there is no truth higher or no truth above the word of God on today. We must take it at face value. In other words, when we read that Bible, we must understand today as Christians, God expects for us to not only to read and to study, but he also expects us to obey. And let me remind you, as I went down into further studies of the scriptures in Hebrews chapter 4, the Bible lets me know, it gives me this knowledge over there, that when God gave his word to the people of Israel while they were out in the wilderness through his servant Moses, the word was not mixed with faith, and it did not profit them that heard it. So I want you to know on today that when you read the word, study the word, and obey the word, it's very important for you to mix the word with faith in order for you to get the desired results that God desires to give unto you on today. He said in his holy word once again that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Let me remind you today that this portion of the service is sponsored by Tools for a Time, Tools for a Time, an outdoor power equipment and lawn service equipment specialist that sells any type of tools that you might need. If you're looking to own your own business in lawn care and maintenance, or perhaps you are an avid professional at maintaining your lawn at home, and you just don't have the right thing to help you to get the job done, Tools for a Time can assist you in that area. They have all types of equipment, Honda, Echo, and all of the others that's necessary to help you to be able to get the job done. You can find them at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. All you have to look for, as Dr. Youngblood says every day on this broadcast, is a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, that's the United States flag, flying at the top of that staff. And at the base of that staff, you will find the home of Tools for a Time. They have a website, toolsforatime.com, toolsforatime.com. Certainly, once again, we want to thank God for the opportunity. I want to say good morning to my bride of 40 years and all of my family and friends that are listening on today, and certainly all of my members at Whosoever Will Let Them Come Outreach Ministries here in Folkestone, Georgia. Good morning to my friend Chief Wesley Green and all of the men in blue, all of the brave firemen who have fought these fires in this area. Thank God for you, all the firemen in Nahunter, all the ones that came from all over the place and helped us to get this fire under control. Thank God for you that we still have brave soldiers that are willing to help us in society. And I also want to say thank God for the military, those who are fighting, running, and praying for their lives on foreign soil, don't even know if they're going to be able to make it back home. We pray God that he will protect them and bring them back to us safely. One more time, we're going to talk about the day of Pentecost as listed in the scripture. And certainly I want to go there right now. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And it reads, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come." Now I have you to understand, it says fully come. That means nothing is going to happen before the time. God has a perfect time already slotted out on his calendar. He doesn't have to be ruled and governed by our calendar. He doesn't have to go by what we call the days of the week, the months of the year, because he has his own perfect and divine calendar. So nothing is going to happen before the time fully comes as selected by God. It says here, "When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." Let me remind you today, the church is scattered. There are so many different beliefs, so many different practices, so many things that were taught by tradition and denomination that we are none, basically, dead center of the Bible. It's a sad thing to say, but it's the truth. So what we need to do is get our act together. Get centered into the word of God. That way, his blessings can flow from us to the rest of the lost and dying world. Verse number 2 says, "And suddenly," that means in an instant, "there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them." Verse 4. "And they were all," not one, not two, not five, not ten. But if you read the scriptures and know, according to what's listed there, the 120 believers who were assembled in the upper room were commanded by the Lord Jesus Christ before he ascended back to heaven from the Mount of Olives to tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And if you read further down in those scriptures, even Mary, the mother of Jesus, that's the reason why I don't understand why the Catholics worship Mary on today. Mary didn't die on the cross for our sins. Once again, I'm not trying to discredit her in any way, because she is a great woman. She is the one that brought our Lord and Savior into the world. She carried him for 9 months. And she is a great woman. But we need to understand that Mary is not to be worshipped. All praise, all honor, and all glory goes to God and to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it says, and they were all, verse number 4, filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, I have you to know and understand, when we talk about the tongues, that's become another issue in the church today, because so many don't believe in tongues, and that's all right. That's all right. I'm not here to argue that point on today. But I do want you to know that tongues exist. Tongues are a sign. God sent tongues for a reason. I won't go so far down into that, but the scripture here is letting us know that they didn't speak in a tongue that they practiced. They didn't speak in a tongue that was taught unto them. In this particular context of the scripture right here, it's letting us know that they spoke in the glossolalia, the heavenly language, as the Spirit gave them utterance, not what another man taught them. So when the power of God, I'm talking about the power of the Holy Ghost, comes over a believer, God is going to have his way, and if he's going to speak, he's going to speak. Whatever he's going to do, he's going to do it. If he's got to use that individual, he will use them. But only God has the power to do such things. We don't have the power to do that ourselves. Amen. So we're going to talk about 4 things. What is Pentecost? What is it? Number 2, is Pentecost Sunday? And you do know that it happened on a Sunday. Is it still relevant today? Number 3, who does Pentecost apply to? And number 4, what people group are affected by Pentecost? We're going to talk about these things on today. Pentecost, here's my write-up, happened around A.D. 30 and is considered as the birthday of the New Testament church. This occurred on the 50th day after Jesus' resurrection and the 10th day after his ascension to heaven. This is the beginning of the gospel era. That particular Pentecost was on Sunday. Now, once again, we want to make sure you understand, we are not here to generate arguments. We are here trying to communicate the truth of the scripture to you that want to know it. Because we have to understand that God even told us, if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, that we shall be filled. And all the righteousness that I know of comes from the word of God. That's befitting for the child of God, because through his word enabled us to do what's right, and his word enables us to live right, a holy and a righteous life that will glorify him. Now, once again, it's not my righteousness or your righteousness, but it's by the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Because even the Apostle Paul said in the book of Galatians chapter 2, he said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So once again, it's not your faith, it's not your righteousness, but it's through and by the righteousness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ where we are able to live and to glorify God on today. Pentecost was also called Feast of First Fruits and Feast of Harvest. How fitting, then, to have been chosen as the day for the first fruits of the world gospel harvest. And you do know that after that day, the disciples, the apostles, all the ones, and I'm talking about the baptized body of believers who assembled together in the upper room that day, and all of the others who followed them, they waxed bold after they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to go out and to preach the gospel unto every creature the way that Christ commanded them. So this is considered the beginning of the world gospel harvest. And I don't know about you, but I would love to see a revival come to this United States of America today. And I don't, not only just to us, but to the whole wide world. Everybody needs to know who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Everybody needs to know that he died on the cross for their sins. Everybody needs to know that not only did he die, but he arose. He got up from the grave. The Bible tells us on the third day morning, and once again, the third day was on a Sunday, according to the scriptures. So now we see Pentecost happening on a Sunday. So this lets me know how relevant Pentecost still is for us on today, because without Christ being raised from the dead, he said in the book of John chapter 16 that it was expedient for us, or to the ones he spoke to at that particular day and time, that he go away, because if he didn't go away, the Holy Ghost would not come. But he said if he went away, that he would send him back to us, and he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. How much is that needed on today? When we look at the socialist, Marxist, leftist society that we live in on today, that are teaching principles contrary to the word of God, calling right wrong and wrong right, telling two men it's okay to be married, two women it's okay to be married, and all these other things that goes against what's commanded in the scripture. This is why we are here. 904-831-0917. That call will get you to the studios, right to our microphone, so we can entertain your questions and comments. Amen. We're talking about Pentecost Sunday. What is Pentecost? And is Pentecost Sunday still relevant today? Jesus in John chapter 16, verses 7 through 14, has spoken of the coming of the Holy Spirit era. It is now inaugurated in a mighty, miraculous manifestation of the Holy Spirit, with the sound as of a roaring wind and with tongues as of fire. Now, let me remind you once again, keep it in the proper context. Fire didn't sit on the individuals. The Bible says tongues as of fire. And when we do the word study on fire all through the scriptures, fire is connected with the presence of God. Fire is connected with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Fire is also connected to be a cleansing agent in the Bible. Each and every sacrifice that was offered in the temple by the high priest had to be an offering made by fire unto the Lord. If you go to the book of Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, you will find that so. Each and every time they had to make a sacrifice, this is what was commanded by God. Amen. So let's make sure we stick with what the word of God says. Those tongues as a fire parted asunder and sat upon each of the apostles. This was the opening public proclamation to the world of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, this is telling me that that's one of the proofs right there. We have concrete evidence in the scripture, and I hope that if you're saved today, I hope that if you are attending the church today, I hope that if you have a pastor that's preaching the truth today, you will understand that because the Holy Ghost came back on the day of Pentecost, that's one of the proofs, concrete evidence that Christ got up from the grave and ascended back to God. Once again, John chapter 16, verses 7 through 14 testifies to the fact that Jesus said if he didn't go back to heaven, that the Holy Ghost would not come. So if the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, that lets us know that he's alive. He still sits at the right hand of the Father, and the Bible says he's not finished working yet. He's still making intercession for us day and night, because our accuser of the brethren, I'm talking about Slewfoot, Satan, stand before God day and night accusing you and I of things that we don't do that's not so right. And listen, we have to know and understand also, God already knows that we don't have the power to do it right. We couldn't do it right to save our lives on our own. That's the reason why he gave you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowers us. It gives us the power to make the right decisions about what is right. He gives us the power, and excuse me for saying it, but I don't mean to call him it. I mean to call him he, because he is the third person, the Bible says, of the Trinity. So he is the Spirit of God. Also, if you go to Revelation, he is the Spirit of prophecy, and he is also the Spirit of Christ. So we're still talking about one Spirit, even though the Muslims say that we worship multiple gods. That's not so. He is God in three persons. Christ Jesus, we have to understand, once again, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three of those are one. We're talking about one God. So let's make sure we stick with that belief on today and not take it out of context. Dr. Youngblood taught me context, 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 context. He said that so many times because it's important for you to grasp a hold of the idea how important context is so that you could get something from what's there and not make it a pretext by drawing something from it that's not there. So let's be sure that you have a clear understanding of what the scripture says so that you don't live life here on earth before the unsaved world in error. Believe me, the world knows right from wrong. They have a sense of it, not according to the standards of God, but a general sense of right and wrong. And when they see us doing things, and we are doing it just like them, we are walking just like them, we are talking just like them, nothing has changed about our lives because we are doing and living and being all things just like them, my friend, there's something wrong with that life. Go back and check yourself, because you may not be saved. Let me tell you on today, it's impossible to meet the Lord Jesus Christ and be filled with the Spirit and walk away and not be changed. He commands us, even after that, once we begin our walk in Jesus Christ, after being filled with the Holy Spirit, he commands us to live holy. Because he said in the book of 1 Peter, he said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." He didn't command us to go and connect with any denomination, and I'm not coming against denomination today, because if you're going to be a Baptist, you still have to be a Holy Baptist. If you're going to be a Methodist, you got to be a Holy Methodist. It doesn't matter what denomination you are. God commands holiness from all mankind. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. So I want to make sure that you understand that on today. So this is the reason why the Holy Spirit was sent back on the day of Pentecost. That's a very important day that will never cease to be until we get back to heaven. The only time that we won't have to observe anything connected to the scriptures is when we get there, because then we will be with him throughout ceaseless ages. Praise God. And we're not going to need anything else. He's going to be right there to supply all of our needs. But right now, as we live in this life, we can't live life here on our own. We don't have the power to do it right. We don't have the power to obey God to the letter of the law. So he gives us the Holy Spirit. And what do we have to do once we get filled with the Spirit? The Bible lets us know we need to yield not to temptation. Yield, give yourselves over to God so that he could get the glory out of your life. Listen, my friend, once again, don't live an empty life. Don't fool yourself. We have five senses, and all five of the senses that we have will fool you. In other words, sometimes you can see things that's not really there. Your eyes have fooled you. Sometimes you can smell things that's not really there. Your smell can fool you. Your taste can fool you. Your feelings can fool you. Your hearing can fool you. All of these things can fool you. But the Holy Spirit is there to lead you and to guide you into all truth. Listen, he's not a resource of the truth. He is the source of all truth. So therefore, it's very important for us to know how important the day of Pentecost is, still is for us today, because without it, without the day of Pentecost, there would be no New Testament church. There would be no Spirit of God here to indwell the believers. and there will be no truth in the world because he is the Spirit of truth. Once again, the coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost was the opening public proclamation to the world of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. To the Jews and Jewish proselytes assembled at Jerusalem for the Pentecost from all the countries of the then known world. Now, if you will read in Acts chapter 2, you will see that there are about 15 countries named there with people that came from all over the world, the known world at that time, to assemble at Jerusalem for the day of Pentecost. And when the Holy Spirit fell on all these believers and sanctified them through the cloven tongues of fire sitting upon each of them and purifying them and filling them and making them vessels fit for the master's use, the Bible tells us they spoke in other tongues and the Spirit gave them utterance. And as you go down a little bit further and read, you will find that the Holy Spirit gave them the power to speak other languages from those native countries. So the people, I'm just going to use an example, that came from Europe heard the believers speak in a European language, Italian, French, Spanish, et cetera, whatever that might have been. They heard those believers speak in their native language. Only through the power of God is that able to be done. Only through the power of God are we able to do great things for him today. So this is why I'm trying to get over to you on today, you listeners, you believers out there on today, how important Pentecost was back then and how important Pentecost still is for us on today, we the baptized body of believers in Christ Jesus. With the Galilean apostles, once again, speaking to them in their own language, this was one of the greatest miracles that I know of that took place in the Bible through the power of God. Listen, don't take things for granted. God still has all power in his hand. I believe. You don't have to believe it if you don't want to. But I believe that God still had the same power if it's in his will for him to allow me. I'm just going to use myself for an example. I don't know one word of German. I don't know how to speak the German language. But if God wanted me to get a message over to someone from Germany, and it was in his will for me to do that, I believe he would allow the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, to fall upon me and enable me to be able to speak German if it was important to him that that message get to that person. God still got all power today. So let's not doubt him. He still got all power today. This pivotal biblical event is considered the birthday of the Christian church, opening up several key milestones and events. Now, we're going to talk to you after the news break about those wonderful events that took place after the day of Pentecost, when those believers, the 120, who assembled in the upper room, were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they went out and began to preach that word to the then known world, all the believers who came to hear the word of God on the day of Pentecost. That great miracle that took place, once again, is a milestone in the Bible. And we're going to see how that same milestone can still affect us on today if we continue in the word of God and carry on as he has commanded us. We're getting ready to take the top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WTRJ-FM, Orange Park.